Now, the emergency services held a very fun but informative expo at Woodford just a little while ago. While we were there providing the outdoor broadcast for the music, we were treated to a performance from the Delaney's Creek State School Choir. And right here in the studio with me at this very moment is Sarah Kirk, and she is the performing arts teacher. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Sarah, you told us that you grew this choir virtually from nothing to around 40 students. That's pretty impressive achievement. How did you capture the imagination of these little people to get them to join?
Well, I started at Delaney's Creek as their performing arts teacher at the beginning of last year and began our choir about halfway through the year with about 19 super keen students from years 3 to 6 who signed up. The students collaborated together to come up with the name of our choir, which is the Sunshine Singers. And the name came from our first performance song, which was Zippity-Doo-Dah. The name really does display the happiness that exudes out of these students. And this year, to my surprise, the choir almost doubled in number. I think it's the enthusiasm, though, of the students that drives most of the excitement about choir. We have so many students who love to sing, and I think they crave opportunities to perform. I try to treat my choir like a big happy family where the students can come and learn how to work together for something that's just greater than themselves.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful to hear. Now, is the choir part of the school curriculum or do the students attend outside of school times?
Yeah, so the students have to give up their personal time at play to be part of the choir once a week, although with the Emergency Services Expo that came up as a bit of a quick opportunity for us that we kind of grabbed onto, and they willingly rehearsed 3 times a week for the 2 weeks leading up. So they were prepared and organised. But I find that the personal sacrifice and time that the students have to make really strengthens the students' resolve to honour commitments and show up for the long haul.
And that goes right through their life, doesn't it?
So it's
a great place to start. What is the criteria for the songs or the choice of songs, and do the students have any input into that?
Well, we're quite significantly bound at present by resources that the school currently owns, which are a little outdated. I'm always open for the students to provide suggestions of what they would like to do, but right now most of that responsibility falls on me and what I have access to. So I try and choose songs that offer a variety of melodies and tempos for the students to explore. And I really try and find a song with uplifting messages and that's entertaining for that particular age group. So I actually come from a drama background, and so I also love choosing some music every now and then that they can add some movement to, which adds that little extra something special to their performances.
They certainly came alive out at the expo when they got in, were sort of doing a bit of movement, so we could see that arts background of yours, or performing arts background. Now, is there any chance of perhaps a musical one day in the future?
I love that question. Musicals are my jam, being a drama teacher. And I've directed numerous school musicals in the Moreton Bay region across the years, so I'd love to see that come into fruition for Delaney's Creek. We may just need something a little more than a small concrete stage in an undercover area to make that a reality. But until then, I'll try and search out as many performance opportunities for the students that I can. So we're performing at the Creative Generations Choral Fanfare in a few weeks' time and the Woodford Show at the end of this term. So the students are looking forward to both of those.
Lovely. Sarah Kirk, I'm sorry, performing arts teacher at Delaney's Creek State School, thanks for joining us today. And we're sort of hoping that if we're very lucky, we might be able to get some of the students in to perform for us.
I think they'd love
that. Is that a possibility?
I think they would absolutely love it.
Oh, gosh, well, we'll look forward to that. And listeners, we've been speaking with Sarah Kirk, and it has been a pleasure speaking with you, Sarah. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.